The Uganda AIDS Commission has warned that the failure by several district local governments to utilize funds allocated for HIV/AIDS mainstreaming could undermine efforts to curb rising infections in a Chole sub-region. The concern was raised during a regional meeting held in Gulu City to train district health educators, communication officers and HIV focal persons on strengthening HIV/AIDS communication strategies at the district level. Dr. Peter Wakora, head of monitoring and evaluation of the commission, said the problem persists despite clear funding directives issued by the Ministry of Finance, Planning and Economic Development during the 2018-2019-2020 financial years. The ministry directed all ministries, departments and agencies, including local governments, to allocate 0.1% of their budgets to HIV/AIDS mainstreaming activities. However, Dr. Wakoba said many districts allocated the funds on paper but failed to utilize them. During his presentation, Dr. Wakoba shared data obtained from the Finance Ministry showing a worrying trend of underutilization of HIV mainstreaming funds across several districts in the Acholi sub-region during the first quarter of the 2025-2026 financial year. In Amuru district, the local government allocated 29.63 million shillings for HIV mainstreaming but released only 2.74 million shillings, of which 1.92 million was spent. Similarly, Nwea district had a budget of 28 million shillings but only 7 million shillings was released for the quarter, with 3.6 million shillings spent. In Lamor district, out of a budget of 17.7 million, only 4.6 million shillings was released and 2.3 million shillings spent. The situation was even more concerning in Gulu district, which allocated 5.9 million shillings, released 1.5 million shillings, but spent only 100,000 shillings. Meanwhile, Gulu City budgeted 4 million shillings and released 500,000 shillings for the first quarter, but no expenditure had been recorded, according to the Commission's data. Dr. Wakoba warned that minimal or non-existent spending on HIV mainstreaming is alarming, especially since the Acholi sub-region continues to record infection rates above the national average. He notes that Gulu City in particular registers HIV prevalence above the national average, underscoring the need for stronger and coordinated interventions. Dr. Wakoba also noted that recent funding cuts from USAID has forced several implementing partners to scale down HIV/AIDS programs, making it even more critical for local governments to utilize 0.1% budget allocation. According to the Commission, Uganda's national HIV prevalence stands at 4.9%, while Acholi sub-region records 5.9%. In a